Welcome to the Titletown Times, where we bring you the best news coming out of 1265 Lombardi, along with our takes on these news. I'm Nick Fargo, and with me, as always, is Bryant.
What's going on, Packer Nation?
Yeah, sorry we didn't have an episode last week. Life caught up with us. But we're here now, and we got a really good show for you guys. We got a lot to cover since we've been gone. A lot of it has to do with that Bleacher Report article that came out with Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy talking about if there was any like concerns about Rodgers being a bad teammate and an uncoachable player and everything like that, and it questioned his relationship with Mike McCarthy. And also we're going to be talking more about the draft, and I don't know if you heard, Bryant, but the schedule comes out today, so we're going to be going over that as well. So we got a good show for you guys, for sure.
Definitely. I'm pumped for this. So let's hop right into it.
All right. So let's start with the big elephant in the room, the Bleacher Report article. So Aaron Rodgers has already voiced his opinion on this, and honestly, that was the most angry I've ever heard Rodgers. He was on a radio show in Wisconsin, and he gave his opinion on this article, saying that everything in that article was false, and it's just basically a writer trying to further his career. And he also touched on some players that gave their opinion on him as a leader, two guys known as Greg Jennings and JerMichael Finley. And he was saying, he was asking them when they were ever going to move on. And honestly, I really don't blame him, because Greg Jennings hasn't been with the Packers since 2013. And JerMichael Finley, like, I don't know what his deal is, honestly, but Aaron Rodgers doesn't even know either, because he explained several times about how he's been a good teammate to Finley. He visited him in the hospital the night that his career pretty much ended, et cetera, et cetera. I was actually at that game, by the way, where JerMichael got hurt.
Really?
Yep.
Damn.
It was pretty scary, for sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so, Bryant, give your take on this.
I mean, like pretty much the whole article, like you say, was just, like, a thing for people, for this writer to get his career going. Like, he was just trying to find something to spark a fire, and since he knew that, you know, like, JerMichael Finley and Greg Jennings were the main guys that were, you know, all about bringing Aaron Rodgers down, he figured, why not just use these two as the main guys to, you know, make the story more interesting. And as a quote, anonymous source.
Yeah, and Rodgers, you know, didn't like that either.
Yeah, he's like, you know, your name anonymous source, you know. So this guy was just pretty much lying. You know, I read the entire thing. I even watched Colin Coward's thing, you know, his take on it. And it's just ridiculous, you know, the thing people will do just to, you know, get their careers going and trying to make Rodgers look like the bad guy. But, you know, like I've said, you know, through our messenger, you know, Rodgers is playing with a chip on his shoulder, and he's going to pretty much just go crazy this year.
I agree. I a hell of a year for him. And the thing is, though, like, how do you feel about him calling players like Greg Jennings and JerMichael Finley irrelevant? Like, because he literally pretty much alluded to that, saying that they are irrelevant and bitter.
They are. Because it's like, what are they doing with their lives? I mean, Greg Jennings, every time he's on a show and he's there, he's always bashing Aaron Rodgers. When they mention the Packers, he's like, yeah, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's a good quarterback, but when it comes to his leadership and him as a teammate, you know, he's horrible. Like, every time, like, why?
I agree. I don't know if I agree with the wording of it, but I agree with the sentiment. Honestly, like, I wouldn't have called them irrelevant from a professional standpoint, but Aaron Rodgers can do what he wants, honestly. He's proven himself to be worthy of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. And they also called out his they were saying that he was throwing games to try and get Mike fired. And then Aaron brought up a really good point. He said, if I wanted to get Mike fired, then why would I have kept playing with a broken foot, which he disclosed to having?
Mm-hmm.
He asked, why would I have done that if me playing well would have meant that Mike would be my coach for the rest of my career?
Right. That's
and
a good point, honestly.
And he also said that, why would the Green Bay Packers have re-signed me already if they knew that me and Mike had a bad relationship? And he also said, there was something else that he said. He said,
why would we have won the Super Bowl, made the playoffs like 9 times?
Uh-huh.
And I think something about the division, too.
Yeah. And he just alluded to all these accomplishments that he had with Mike McCarthy.
Right.
And honestly, I think that's really a really good question. Like, it just seems like it would be ridiculous if Rodgers would choose to sign with Green Bay when he could go anywhere he wants,
mm-hmm.
if he had a bad relationship with McCarthy.
Right.
So, I just think that this is just a writer trying to get some clout, just trying to further his career and giving players an opportunity to stir up some old crap that honestly shouldn't be brought up anymore.
Exactly. I mean, it has people talking. Honestly, it was the talk for a while. Like, is Aaron Rodgers really a bad teammate, a quarterback, a person on and off the field? But, you know, personally, I don't believe none of that stuff.
And neither do a lot of his teammates. They have come forward in Rodgers' defense saying, hey, this guy is my brother. This guy is my leader.
Right. Like ha-ha Clinton Diggs, Casey Hayward.
Ha-ha Casey Hayward. Of course, Jordy.
Coon,
yeah. Randall Cobb, James Jones.
Adams. Just, the list can go on. There's like so many people.
Yeah, exactly.
Compared to these two salty former players and the quote anonymous source.
Yeah. Put your name on something, Rodgers said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. But yeah, Rodgers had a lot to say in that radio interview, and I think that that's something that he really had to do, because I believe a lot of this was like some pent-up feelings that Aaron Rodgers had.
Right.
Because he's been hearing this stuff for a while. You know he has.
Yeah, you can't just, like, not see stuff like that. Because, you know, it's social media.
Yeah. So, I honestly think that Aaron Rodgers has been keeping this in for a while. And then he just couldn't anymore.
Right.
He realized enough is enough.
It was about time he did. Like, he did say something. And he handled it pretty well, to be honest.
He did. He handled it better than I would have. That's for sure.
So honestly, I think he handled it better than anyone.
Right. And I just think that he is a good teammate from what I see.
Yeah.
And the reason why he's so tough on these young receivers was because he feels as if they can do better, and he expects them to be good because he expects a lot from himself as well.
Right.
He's not expecting everyone to be good around him. He's expecting them all to be good together.
Yeah, as a core, pretty much.
Yeah. So I think it's just silly that people are thinking that Rodgers is a bad teammate. And honestly, like, with all the stuff that's been brought up about Rodgers and his family lately, and I'm not even going to go into that because that's just purely ridiculous.
It is.
Especially since Aaron and his parents have pretty much made up by now, apparently. So, So I just think, again, it's just utterly pointless. And, I mean, Mike McCarthy isn't even the coach of the Green Bay Packers anymore.
Yeah.
It's been months since he was he had that title.
Yeah.
We have a new head coach, and Aaron has responded well to him in that interview as well. He was talking about how he's in the front of the classroom while the coach is explaining his new offensive concepts. He's studying the playbook every night. He says that they have little academic competitions, you know, like how in like math class or something like that, clickers. Yeah, like those little clickers, and on the screen it would show like who answered correctly and everything like that.
Damn, that's dope. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been doing that during the off-season program.
Nice.
So Rodgers has apparently responded well to that. He's had conversations with LaFleur. Not any conversations regarding X's and O's or anything like that, right. But because they can't do that until later in the off-season process. But, like, they're talking to each other about their personal lives, like, how's your family, how's this, how's that, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm honestly excited that we're finally getting a young coach.
Oh, yeah, he's going to have... Honestly, that's what I'm really looking forward to, the whole, you know, new concept of our offense.
And plus, I love that LaFleur actually likes using his tight ends.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. That's the thing. That's something McCarthy hated doing. Well, he didn't hate doing it.
He just didn't really go to it.
Yeah, and that's kind of ironic because I read somewhere that McCarthy actually used to play tight end.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, I don't know. I don't understand.
Maybe he has some flashbacks.
Right? I don't know. But yeah. I think that takes care of that. So...
you know, one thing I did want to talk about, though, you know, before we further on, is the preseason. I know it's people don't care about it, but one thing that I do like about the preseason is the fact that we're going against Texans, and we're like, I believe we're going, they're coming to Lambeau to, you know, we're hosting them. I like
that. That'll be great practice for our offensive linemen going against someone like J.J. Watt and going against Jadeveon Clowney.
That's why I like that idea, because it's not, you know, our guys versus, you know, each other. It's someone, you know, our guys versus another team.
Oh, I like that a lot, for sure.
So that's why I wanted to touch upon a little bit, because that's something that I really wanted to talk about.
Yeah. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about the draft here. Because by the time this episode is posted, probably, we're only going to be 1 week away from the 2019 NFL Draft.
Hell yeah, I can't wait. Crazy, right? I can't wait. I have that day off, so I can't wait.
Man, I'm debating going live for that.
My thing is, though, I hope I'm able to watch it, because it lands the same day that... Was it the same day?
Avengers.
Yeah, the Avengers Endgame. I think it's Friday, no, Thursday?
I don't have my ticket, so...
Really?
Nah. Wait, I'm not dealing with that craziness.
Oh, Jesus. When is the draft again? The 25th?
25th,
yeah. Yeah, I have that day off. And the Avengers doesn't come until Friday, so... We're good.
Yep,
I'm
excited. I'm probably going live for that, so...
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, we'll probably start, like, a Google Hangout or something.
Oh, I'm down for that, definitely.
Yeah. Get our reactions to the draft.
I'm pumped.
I'll probably have company over as well, so.
That's cool.
Yeah. With that, I have a couple of questions regarding the draft.
All right.
So, as you know, we brought in Missouri quarterback Drew Locke for a visit. A lot of people are speculating, is this going to be Aaron Rodgers' replacement? Is this going to be the next guy? So David from Michigan asks, would you take Drew Locke at 30?
No. I don't. All right. As much as, you know, we all love Aaron Rodgers, you know, the same way a lot of people love Brett Favre back in the day, I don't think at 30 it's the right time to draft a quarterback at all. You know, Tom Brady, he didn't get drafted until, what, the 199th pick overall?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
There's going to be some gems in the later round if there's any quarterbacks left. I'm not sure who's in there, how many quarterbacks are in there, but if we were to draft one, I think we could just use it with the 7th pick if we do. I'm not, you know, it's not in my control who we draft, but I don't think with the 30th overall pick, it's safe to draft a quarterback.
I agree, mostly. However, I'm not drafting a quarterback at all in this draft class. I'm not.
This draft class isn't that good besides, like, Harris.
Haskins, and also Kyler Murray. Is Arizona really going to take Kyler Murray after just drafting Josh Rosen? That's a question for another show, but that's insane.
Man, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't. I honestly, New York Giants would try to get one of these quarterbacks because Eli's trash.
I heard that they're in the mix for the trade for Rosen.
I mean, Rosen's not a bad quarterback. He just he needs time.
He didn't have anything around him in Arizona. Yeah, plus, no offensive line. He had freaking Civil War veteran Larry Fitzgerald out there.
Civil War.
Ridiculous.
I mean, like, if New York
being on a rookie. Yeah. It's asinine. Like, I have the rule when it comes to rookies, especially quarterbacks. You can't label someone a bust until after 2 or 3 seasons.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it takes a while to adjust to the NFL from college.
Yeah, it does.
You have to be a very special talent to immediately get it.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. So we're both in agreement, no Drew Lock at 30.
No.
And I just want to bring up something else. Just because the Packers brought in Drew Lock, that does not mean that they're looking to draft him.
Yeah, they just want to see, like, how, you know, how he presents himself, what he might have to offer. And
well, not only that, but you know what they call this time of the draft process?
What?
Lying season.
Lying season.
Lying season, basically saying, like, oh, we brought in this quarterback, we might take him, who knows? So maybe we're trying to get people to, we're trying to bait people into trading.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, it's a smokescreen, pretty much.
Okay. We did that with Ted Thompson, didn't we?
Yeah, we tried doing that with Kaiser.
That's what it was.
Yeah. But now Kaiser's actually in Green Bay now. Unfortunately,
I like Kaiser, but
I mean, he's a nice season.
Jesus,
man, that last game of the season, that was rough to watch.
It was
like I could only laugh.
I can't even watch it. As much as I like Kaiser, I couldn't watch it.
All right, so next question comes from Gift from Wisconsin. He asks, who do you think the Packers are going to take with your first round picks? Now, I know we did our mock drafts last episode. Mm-hmm. However, that was more what we would do.
Yeah.
What do we think the Packers are going to do?
Okay. You can go first.
Oh, geez. honestly, it's hard to tell because Gutekunst has only had one draft. It's hard to, like, really pin down, like, what his tendencies are.
Right.
Like, what he likes. But if I were to guess, he definitely likes athletic people. Mm-hmm. Like, Oren Burks, he's extremely athletic.
Definitely.
Jaire, athletic as hell.
Oh, definitely.
So, I want to say Ed Oliver. Mm-hmm. However, his frame does not fit the typical Packers defensive lineman profile. He's light. He's a light defensive lineman. He's in the mold of an Aaron Donald type. So, it's kind of hard to say that he will take a chance on someone like that, when that's just not what the Packers have done.
Right.
However, I think that it's definitely possible that the Packers take a middle linebacker to pair with Blake Martinez.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
And there's two middle linebackers that I have my eye on in this draft.
And do you care to share those names by
chance? Yeah! I was getting to it. I got to build up suspense. Come on. They're both named Devin.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Devin White from LSU.
And Devin Bush.
And Devin Bush from Michigan. And the thing is, I actually prefer Devin Bush over Devin White when it comes to what I want in a linebacker these days.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, he's undersized. However, he's athletic as hell. This guy has sideline to sideline speed for days. He's really good in coverage. And honestly, that's an area that Blake Martinez lacked in. He is not very good in coverage.
Right.
I think Blake is more of that downhill classic style of linebacker. Meanwhile, next to him, you could put Devin Bush, who will cover the tight end or the running back. And who knows, maybe even potentially like a slot receiver, because he's that fast.
Damn. Okay.
He's not fast. So, I think at 12, they take Devin Bush.
Okay.
And at 30, that's where it gets tough.
Honestly.
Because we do have a need at defensive line. A lot of people might not know that, but we do.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah. We talked about it during our mock draft episode. And there's one player that I think would be so amazing for the Packers if he didn't tear his ACL like near the beginning of the draft process.
Oh.
And his name is Jeffrey Simmons, the defensive lineman out of Mississippi State.
Damn.
This guy, before he got hurt,
mm-hmm.
was known to be possibly a top 5 talent.
Damn.
However, not even just the ACL injury, but he's had some off field troubles too.
Really?
Yeah, in high school he beat up a when he was in high school.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn.
There's video of it. However, since then he's been a model citizen at Mississippi State.
That was good.
And he's been advocating against violence against women.
See, if you that's good, I like that.
I like that he's willing to, you know, like
turn around and change his image for the best.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I expect that.
Yeah. All right. And also, okay, so Bryant, who do you think?
It's tough because, you know, like you said, we don't really know what Goody has in his little mind. You know, last year we went to the draft, drafted two quarterbacks back to back. I think, you know, in our draft video or episode, I said we were taking TJ Hawkinson. As much as I like Hawkinson, I think we'll, you know, approach this draft differently. We're going to go defense and boost it up and help Aaron Rodgers. I think at 12, we're taking a safety, and that's going to be Nazir Adderley.
At 12? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my God.
That's I know.
I don't think him.
I know. I think we'll take him at 12 simply because we just can't afford to pass up a guy like that. Because
there's other good safeties.
I know. I want to say Jonathan. Oh, was it?
Abram.
Yeah.
That guy puts you in a hospital before he lets you in the end zone.
I want to say him too, but I really like Nazir Adderley.
I like Nazir Adderley, but at 12, I can't take any of these safeties at 12.
I don't know. I just really like Nazir Adderley at 12. Or
I wouldn't complain about it, but it would be a shock to me.
Yeah. But the way I'm just looking at it like that, you know, kind of boosting up the defense, helping Rodgers out. However,
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if we did go offense and get like you know, a tight end or wide receiver. You know, some people want DK Metcalf. What's his name? At 12. I don't know. Like,
the more I think about DK, the more I think, like, oh, God, this guy. I don't know. Because I looked at his spider chart, which is, like, the percentiles of, like, how good he tested. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was very fast. He ran in a straight line very fast. However, his change of direction is buns. Awful. Oh my God, this guy, I think I said this before, but DK has hips like an 80-year-old grandma. Like, oh my God. Like, he had a worse three cone drill time than Tom Brady when he was at the combine.
Tom Brady was ugly when he was doing that drill.
Like, oh my God.
That's funny.
And plus his hands are not that good. Like, yes, he's big. Yes, he looks like a freaking superhero in that viral picture. However, you know who else looked physically imposing and was regarded as the best in his position?
Who?
Tony Mandarich. We all know what happened with that bum. That's my tangent for the night, people. All right. So, who do you have us taking at 30?
At 30, actually, I'm going to take everything back. Because there's no way in hell we're drafting a safety that early. Because everyone's going to be complaining. Okay. At 12, I'm going to stick with TJ Hockenson. Because there was a whole thing going on about the Packers having drafted one since like 2000 or something like that. I'm going to stick with TJ Hockenson at 12. At 30, I think we're going to take an offensive lineman. I'm going to stick with my original mock.
Dalton Reisner?
Uh-huh. I think...
Oh, I do like him. I do like him.
I like it. I think as much as I like to draft safeties and defense, I don't think Goody's going to pass up on a guy like Dalton. And I know we have Billy Turner, but he's most likely going to play tackle. So...
And plus, even if he plays guard, Dalton Reisner can play right tackle easily.
Replace Bulaga, please. I mean, Bulaga's good when he's healthy, but dude, this guy is just...
Key word, when he's healthy.
Yeah, and that's rare.
Yeah. All right, and our next question before we go to break comes from Alexander from Ohio. And he says, is there any player that we would consider trading both first round picks for? Is there any player that we would consider trading both first round picks for?
I'm trying to think of someone that is worthy of two first round picks. But then again, it's like, we need those first round picks.
I mean, if Chicago wanted to be stupid and give us Khalil Mack, it's never gonna happen, but
I mean, if we throw in some brats in there for them.
I know, right? JJ Watt, maybe.
Maybe JJ Watt.
But the thing is, JJ Watt's got a injury history, although he played the full season last year.
Yeah.
He finally got that back right.
Maybe Clowney. But he's not worthy of two. He's not worthy of two.
Definitely not worthy of two.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe trade him for the 30th pick, maybe, because we got that from the Saints.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's originally ours anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But for it's two hard. First, it's really hard to, like, narrow that down.
Maybe if Odell. Even then, I'm just like, probably not. DeAndre Hopkins, probably.
I wouldn't mind Hopkins. That guy's a monster.
Oh my God, Aaron Rodgers thrown to him. Be freaking amazing.
Dude, this guy, oh my God. It's hard. Like, you can't really, like...
See, the draft is so important. It is. Some people might not value it the way that they should, but they honestly should, because players get old, and if you're using your draft picks to draft people that have been in the league for, like, close to, like 6 years or so, like, that's just... No.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
How much longer are you going to get that player in his prime?
Not much longer.
Exactly. Would I trade some draft picks for a player? Hell yeah. For certain players.
That are worthy of them.
But the thing is, like, what are we going to get out of that compared to what we would get potentially from
the draft?
A new player.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Yeah, so we're pretty much in agreement on most of these. So
yeah.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to answer more of your questions, and we're going to talk about the schedule here, and we hope you join us for that. All right. Now for a word from our sponsor. And we're back. And now we're going to be talking about the schedule, although the schedule pretty much had some leaks go with it already. It happens every year. Like, they say, oh, the schedule's getting released on this day and this day only. But then, like 2 days later, they're going to be like, oh, well, I heard that this is going to happen, and it turns out to be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got some people that are pretty chatty. Yeah. So, Bryant, do you have the schedule in front of you?
I'm going to pull it up right now. Let me see if I have a... Do I have a picture of it? I don't have it with me, actually.
You put it on the chat.
Is it the chat? Let me check it real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a little exclusive group chat.
Yep, I have it here.
All right. So just read us the schedule that we got going on there.
All right. So I'll read the schedule, and then we'll go right afterwards. All right.
I'm not going to make any, like, wins or losses predictions because, like, honestly, I don't like doing that until, like, after the draft when we have all our players and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you. All right.
Yeah,
so...
but I'm going to get the keys to winning those games.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that.
Yeah.
All right, so obviously week one was already announced. So that's going to be against the Bears.
Yep.
That's going to be on the road, first road game, which we definitely need to win these.
Oh, that you got to win your divisional games.
Yeah, of course. So that's a Thursday night game, the very first game of the season.
Yep.
Then
that's to celebrate the oldest rivalry in the NFL for the NFL's 100th season.
Hell yeah, and I can't wait. So then, just like last season, week two against the Minnesota Vikings in Lambeau Field.
We all know what happened last year at Lambeau against the Vikings.
Goddamn tie, that shouldn't have happened, but hey.
Whatever.
Whatever. Past that, we go on to week three. We go against the Denver Broncos in Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's going to be an interesting game because we go against Case Keenum.
Oh, man.
So
he doesn't have Stephon Diggs to help him anymore.
Nope, not anymore.
I think he has Emmanuel Sanders, and that's about it.
Yeah, because Demaryius Thomas went to New England. Well, he went to Texans and then to New England.
Yeah. They also have Cortland Sutton, and I think he's going to emerge to be a pretty good wide receiver. It's just, I don't think Keenum's a good quarterback. I think it was just the system that he had in Minnesota.
Yeah. And plus, I like the running back they have in Denver.
His
name, like, Lindsey? Lindsey?
Yeah, Phil Lindsey.
There you go. Yeah.
He played at Colorado.
He's really good.
Yeah. He won Rookie of the Year.
He did?
Yeah, he won Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so moving past that, we got week four against the Philadelphia Eagles Thursday night football in Green Bay. Looking forward to that game. I can't wait.
Me too. Aaron Rodgers versus Carson Wentz round two.
Hell yeah, I can't wait. So then, this is a game I cannot wait. I'm going to bet every Cowboy fan because week five, we go against the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas.
Arlington, it's gonna be Texas. It's gonna be so hard seeing Randall Cobb in that Cowboys jersey.
Oh god, hold on, I need a barf. Jesus, it's gonna hurt,
right?
And then week 6, we go against the Detroit Lions, Monday Night Football in Green Bay. I can't wait.
Me neither.
Week 7.
I like that we're getting a lot of primetime games.
Oh, I know. We have five.
Despite having a Luke season last year.
Yeah, we have five.
Yep.
Week 7 against the Oakland Raiders in Green Bay. The little Raiders. What's weird is that, you know, we face the Raiders and the Chiefs in the preseason and also face them this season.
That just happens because we were... Remember that one year in 2016 when we were supposed to play the Colts in the Hall of Fame game and played them in the regular season
that's right,
as well?
Yeah, we did. That's right.
It just happens sometimes.
Oh, okay. So following that, we go against the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas. Arrowhead's going to be lit.
Oh, man. In Kansas City, Missouri. Shit.
And that's Sunday Night Football.
Oh, my. Rodgers and Mahomes.
This is going to be one of the games of the year, honestly. I think you will.
Because, actually, Mahomes said he looked up to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he did.
Yep, he said he modeled the game after his.
I can't wait. This game's going to be crazy.
The thing is, I don't hate Mahomes. I actually, like, he's one of my favorite non-Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. I like watching him. Like, when the playoffs were going on and, you know, there was football games on, I would watch the Chiefs, honestly.
Those no-look passes that he did. Oh God.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
I can't wait, honestly. So, that's a Sunday Night Football game. Moving on, week 9, we got the Los Angeles Chargers in their stadium. I'm going to try to make that game.
Their soccer stadium?
Their little soccer stadium that's going to be filled with Packer fans. That's going to be a home game. Technically, it's an away game, but there's so many Packer fans out here in Cali.
Packer fans are everywhere.
We're like roaches.
The Chargers left their fans in San Diego.
Yeah, so that game's going to be technically a home game because we're going to fill it up. I'm going to try to make that game to make it my first game of me being a Packer fan. I'm going to try to make that game.
Hell yeah.
And then week 10, I can't wait for this game. Week 10 against the Panthers in Green Bay. I want us to win. I hope we win this game. I think we played them last season and we lost.
No, we didn't. We didn't play them last season. We played the Falcons last season.
Was it real? It was Falcons. We beat the Falcons though. It was.
Yeah, we beat them bad. No, I think the game you're talking about is when Aaron came back from that broken collarbone.
That's the one. Yeah.
And he didn't have his best game, but that's because the collarbone wasn't all the way healed up yet.
Yeah, there you go.
But he still managed to throw 3 touchdowns.
It was 2 years ago then.
Yeah. The one where Cam Newton was saying, like, hey, you've been watching film, huh? Watch this.
Oh, yeah. Against Clay?
Yeah. That pissed me off so bad.
Yeah, so following that, we have week 11. That's our bye week. So
that's a good time to have a bye week.
It is, considering, you know, 2 years ago we had a bye week in week 4.
Oh, that was awful.
That was horrible. So, week 12, we go against the San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco. That's going to be a cool matchup.
We better play better than we did against San Francisco.
Oh, we will. I hope. I know we will. Because that was ridiculous. The fact that we almost lost to them last season.
Uh-huh.
Jesus
Christ. With CJ Beathard at quarterback.
That's horrible.
Oh, my God.
So, week 13, we go against the New York Football Giants. In New York, that's going to be interesting to see without OBJ.
And also possibly without Eli, depending on who the Giants draft this season.
Huh. That's if they decide, because there was rumor.
They did have Haskins for a visit.
They did.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll actually do it, though, because I know there was rumor of them wanting to re-sign Eli.
That's the dumbest thing I'd ever... Oh, my.
they let, I don't even want to get into it. I don't care.
Do it. Please, Giants, just do it. Be the new Browns.
Pretty much. That's what they are. They're the new Browns. But
Okay, who has... Okay, off topic here. Who has the worst roster right now? Giants? The Giants or the Dolphins?
I'm going to go with the Dolphins. Honestly, I'm going to give it to the Dolphins. I mean, it's like...
It's a tough one.
Who they have? Devontae Parker, a wide receiver.
Yeah.
I can't even name anyone else.
They have Xavier Howard at corner.
Oh, that's right.
Xavier Howard's a beast.
Oh, they have someone else, though, that was on the Dolphins. I can't even think of his name.
You can't think of a lot of their names.
Exactly.
They have Fitzmagic.
There you go. Minka Fitzpatrick.
No. And yeah, they have Minka Fitzpatrick, but they also have Ryan Fitzmagic. Mr. Conor McGregor impersonator himself.
This guy. Dude, this guy was actually looking good for a while.
Right? For the first 3 weeks of football season last year, he was the number one fantasy quarterback.
I ended up taking him eventually. And then after that, he let me down. I was like, man, I hate this guy. I was like, damn, where the hell did your magic go, bro?
I can't breathe.
Bro, I took him. I was like, I'm going to win this league. Hell no, bro. I made the playoffs and lost. I was pissed. I was like, damn. What the hell?
God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no idea how excited it was. I had Patrick back there as a quarterback, Adams, Jones, and then, Jesus Christ, dude, this guy went spiral. I was like, oh, hell no. I took him out.
Yeah, I would have too. They had that whole quarterback controversy, like Jameis or Fitzpatrick, and you never think that they would... Like, think, oh, maybe Fitzpatrick should be our guy instead of Jameis. And honestly, that just says a lot about Jameis Winston himself.
Hell yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
Right.
But yeah. I'm going to say the Dolphins because at least the Giants still have Saquon.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, week 14, we host the Washington Redskins. Week 15, we host the Chicago Bears.
Also, I'm going to say about that Washington game.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
That was horrible. We beat ourselves. I'm going to be honest.
Case Keenum doesn't play for the Broncos anymore.
He doesn't?
No, it's Joe Flacco at quarterback for them.
Oh, shit. That's right.
Yeah, Case Keenum plays for Washington.
Wait, I thought Alex Smith played for Washington.
No, remember that injury that Alex Smith had?
Oh, that's right.
He might never play football again.
Damn, that's right. I totally forgot.
He had the same injury as Joe Theismann.
Jesus Christ, that's right. I totally forgot. I totally forgot that we played them. We played them last season.
Yeah.
I forgot who their quarterback was.
That's Case Keenum. As of now, however, they might trade up. Actually, I heard that they might get Rosen.
Yeah, there was a bunch of like rumors. There's Redskins, Patriots. We were in the mix, but gee, why would we go for Rosen?
They're only saying that because Rodgers mentored Rosen before he was drafted.
That's right. He was him and a bunch of other guys.
Yeah.
But week 15, we host the Chicago Care Bears. This is December football now.
Heck yes.
In Lambeau, so that's going to be great.
Tundra.
Hell yeah, frozen tundra, baby. Here we go. And then week 16, we go to the Minnesota Vikings. This is 2 days before Christmas, Monday Night Football. And...
Give me a good present, Packers.
Oh yeah, just like, what was it, like when we had to run the table.
Oh my God. If we beat the Vikings 2 days before Christmas, I don't think I'd want anything else for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, same. I agree with you. And then for the billionth, quintillionth freaking time.
I'm so sick of this.
Week 17, against the Detroit Lions in Detroit.
I'm so sick.
The NFL and whoever's making these schedules, y'all need to freaking get it together, because no one gives a damn about the Packers going against the Lions for the last game of this freaking schedule. No one cares. Like,
this has happened 4 years in a row now.
This shit's boring. Like, give us someone like that's worthy of a freaking game.
No kidding.
I love the Packers to death, and it, you know, I'll watch the games, but against the Lions,
you know what? Lions fans are saying, they're saying, oh, we swept you the past 2 years, and I'm like, yeah, in 3 out of the 4 games that you swept us in, yeah, you pretty much played a backup quarterback.
Exactly. So try again.
You played against Brett Hundley twice. And then you beat DeShone Kizer.
Congratulations. You played yourself. But yeah, so, I mean, looking over the schedule, I mean, I think our toughest matchup here, and I don't know if some of you guys would agree or if you would agree, but the toughest one here, I think we could agree on for sure, is Chiefs.
Yeah.
And then I think
especially in Arrowhead.
Oh, yeah, dude, they're going to be loud.
Yeah, it gets loud in Arrowhead.
Oh, hell yeah, I know that.
It's arguably a top 2 loudest stadium between them and Seattle.
You know what's crazy now that I look at it? We don't play Seattle. Usually we'll play them like every once in a while.
I got so sick of playing them.
I love playing them because then we get to beat Russell Wilson and see Pete Carroll chewing his gum on the sideline. He's over here yelling.
We should have beat them last year.
I hate being reminded of that.
That was ridiculous.
That was horrible. We had that game in the palm of our hands.
We did. And there was a gorgeous throw from Aaron Rodgers to Rob Tonyan.
Yep, the 80-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, the one where Aaron was like pointing, and then he threw.
Yeah, Tonyan looked around like, sorry.
he just went like, I don't know. Like, he shrugged his shoulders. Yeah, that was funny. All right. So, Matt from Ohio asks, what record do you see us finishing at?
I know we said that we wouldn't do this, you know, because of the draft. But for the sake of this video, I think we'll beat the Bears week 1 by a touchdown. Because we gotta give it to the Bears. They're kind of getting up there now as a good team.
They're not scrubs.
They're not. We can't take this team light. I think we'll beat them. Week 2, we're definitely going to beat them. I can't wait to see Kirk Cousins again. I think we'll beat them. Week 3, against the Broncos, that's a win. So we're 3-0. Week 4, against the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm not going to say specific games. I'm just going to give a record prediction.
I don't know. I would say, I don't know. What do you can go? I'm trying to look over the schedule.
So, I'm not going to go over specific games and say which ones we're going to win and lose, because that's all about matchups, and we don't know what our whole team is going to look like yet.
Right.
However, I will say that we have the talent, based on the additions that we've made thus far. Mm-hmm. We have the talent to go at least 11-5.
Yeah, because we have the tendency, all right, Packer fans, to lose to teams that we shouldn't lose to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but it happens. And it goes for any other team, but for us, it happens a lot more.
Arguably, the Steelers did it a lot more than we did, but that's very. But with AB gone and Le'Veon gone, I think they're going to be expected to lose more.
Oh, yeah. They're expected to go downhill.
Yeah.
I would have to say I would give us a higher record and go 12-4.
Okay.
I just expect more from this team just because we have the talent.
Right.
However, I do see 11-5. Worst case scenario, 10-6. Again.
Okay. All right. And Chris from California asks, what is the second best game? And he refers to the first best game being the Chiefs and the Packers.
I would say the Chargers.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers is a great quarterback.
You know, their team, yeah, he's a great quarterback. And they're a team that, you know, we got to keep our eye out on.
They're actually a pretty solid team that doesn't have a lot of needs.
Yeah, their defense is looking good. Their offense is great. Melvin Gordon, Allen's back there.
They could use a tight end that doesn't get hurt, but I think Hunter Henry will be just fine.
Yeah, he's pretty good. But, you know,
he's good, but he gets hurt.
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't be bad to draft one just, you know, for backup.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would be the Chiefs, Chargers, maybe the Bears.
I think the Eagles is going to be a good one.
Yeah, I'm not going to take the Eagles lightly either. They're a good team too. Carson.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, Carson Wentz has to stay healthy. I know Carson Wentz was in a bit of a funk last year.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're saying that Carson Wentz's back isn't even fully healed yet.
For real?
Yeah, they're saying it's not even fully healed yet.
Damn.
Like, well, he, as much as he carried that team on his back,
yeah,
my true. Back would be too.
Heck yeah, so
they don't have Nick Foles to back him up either. They have my fellow Indiana Hoosier, Nate Sudfeld, at back up.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, honestly, I wouldn't take him light because, you know, let's just say Carson's back. They have DeSean Jackson back there. Zach Ertz.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about DeSean Jackson being back.
Yeah, Alshon Jeffrey, Jordan Howard.
Oh, yeah, and Jordan Howard, that was a good pickup, too. Yeah, thanks for taking him away from Chicago.
Thank God. Nelson Aguilar.
Hey, he's also an Indiana Hoosier.
Oh,
Jordan Howard.
That's right, that's true.
Yep. It hurts seeing him in a Bears jersey.
Well, now he's in Philly.
Yeah, I know. At least I don't have to hate him anymore.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hell, yeah. But, yeah.
We have a lot of good games, I think, on our plate.
We do.
I'm interested in seeing what the Raiders do with their 3 draft picks in the first round.
Wait, so what numbers do they have? They like.
They have, okay, the Raiders have the 4th pick, the 24th pick, and the 27th pick.
Oh. Damn, okay.
Yeah, they have the Bears pick and the Cowboys pick.
Okay. Oh, that's going to be interesting.
No, I thought it was kind of dumb for the Cowboys to trade a first rounder for Amari Cooper, but Cooper turned out to be really good for them.
Hell yeah, dude! There was rumor going around that they want to, you know, extend Prescott and Cooper.
Yeah, I mean, I swear, if Dak Prescott ends up getting paid more than Russell Wilson's new contract,
I'm gonna lose it.
Oh my God. Dak Prescott being the number one paid quarterback.
He hasn't even won a playoff game. Like, what the hell?
Has he won a he won a playoff game.
He did?
Yeah, he beat the Seahawks.
Oh, last season, huh? Last season?
Yeah. Last season was his very first playoff win.
Oh, God, the Seahawks. I can't say anything, though, because we faced him in 2014, and we lost to them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that so much.
Brandon Bostic, I swear.
If I ever see him, I'm going to freaking roundhouse kick him.
RKO.
RKO out of nowhere.
I'll give him a freaking pedigree. Go Triple H on him. All right. So, we went through all our questions. So, Bryant, anything else you want to add to this?
I mean, with 1 week away from the draft, I want to know what you guys would hope to see the Packers draft. And let us know your predictions for the Packers schedule this season.
Sounds good. All right, guys, you've been listening to the Titletown Times, and I hope you guys enjoyed our third episode, and we'll be back next week.
Definitely, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed, and go Pack Go, as always.
Go Pack Go. Keep it here on the Titletown Times.